Joshua chapter 18. Then the whole congregation of the sons of Israel was convened at Shiloh, and they set up the tent of contact there, and the land was subdued before them. Now there remained among the sons of Israel those who had not been apportioned their inheritance, 7 tribes. And Joshua said to the sons of Israel, "How long will you be slack in going to take possession of the land which the Lord God of your fathers has given you? Appoint yourselves 3 men per tribe, and I will send them, and they will get up and walk around the land and document it according to their inheritance, and then they will come to me. And they will divide it into 7 portions. Judah will remain in his territory in the south, and the house of Joseph will remain in their territory to the north. And you will document the land as 7 portions, and you will report to me here, and I will cast lots for you here, before the Lord our God. For the Levites do not have a portion in your midst, for the Lord's priesthood is their inheritance, and Gad and Reuben and half of the tribe of Manasseh received their inheritance across the Jordan on the east, which Moses the servant of the Lord gave them." Then the men got up and departed, and Joshua commanded those who went to document the land, and he said, "Go and walk around the land and document it, then return to me, and I will cast lots for you here in the presence of the Lord in Shiloh." So the men departed and crossed the land and documented it by cities in 7 portions in a book. Then they came back to Joshua at the camp at Shiloh. And Joshua cast lots for them in Shiloh, in the presence of the Lord, and Joshua apportioned the land there to the sons of Israel, according to their divisions. And the lot of the sons of Benjamin came up according to their families, and the territory of their lot came out as between the sons of Judah and the sons of Joseph. And their border in the northern quarter was from the Jordan, and the border went up to the side of Jericho in the north. Then it went up to the mountain range westwards, and its limits were at the desert of Beth Arvin. The border then crossed over from there to Luz, to the slope of Luz, going south, that is, to Beth El. Then the border went down to Ataroth Adar, at the mountain which is south of lower Beth Horon. And the border was drawn, and it went round the western quarter southwards, from the mountain which is before Beth Horon southwards. And its limits were at Kiriath Baal, that is, Kiriath Jearim, a city of the sons of Judah. This is the western quarter. And the southern quarter was from the end of Kiriath Jearim, and the border went out westwards, and it went out to the water source of Nephtoah. And the border went down to the end of the mountain range, which is by the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is in the valley of the Rephaim, to the north. And it went down the valley of Hinnom to the side of Jebusee on the south, and it went down to Ein Rogel. And it was drawn from the north, and it went out to Ein Shemesh, and it went out to Geliloth, which is opposite the ascent to Adumim. Then it went down to the stone of Bohan the son of Reuben. And it crossed over to the side opposite Arabah to the north, and then descended to Arabah itself. And the border crossed the side of Beth Hogla northwards, and the limits of the border were at the inlet of the Dead Sea to the north, and at the southern end of the Jordan. This is the southern border. And the Jordan formed its border in the eastern quarter. This was the inheritance of the sons of Benjamin, according to their enclosing borders, according to their families. And the cities which belonged to the tribe of the sons of Benjamin, according to their families, were Jericho and Beth Hogla, and the valley of Kaziz, and Beth Arabah, and Zemaraim, and Beth El, and Avim, and Parah, and Ophrah, and Kephar Ha'amoni, and Ophni and Geba, 12 cities with their villages, Gibeon and Ramah and Be'eroth, and Mizpeh and Kephirah and Mozah, and Rechem and Irpa'el and Taralah and Zelah, Eleph and Jebusi, that is, Jerusalem, Gibeath, Kiriath, 14 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the sons of Benjamin according to their families.